Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Since we just heard that call with Matt Olson just absolutely dominating it at spring training, I got to ask you guys then, should he be a dark horse to win MVP? And it's so early for this kind of talk, but it's still a good question the way he's been playing.
Yeah, listen, dark horse is the perfect word. I think if you probably went down the list, he's 15th probably down the list as far as like Vegas odds go to win the MVP, because I don't think the batting average was there last year. Kind of floundered around the 250 mark and fell off towards the end of the year. But we talked about it a little bit in hour number one. Anytime a guy like that starts spring training so hot, you have to feel good about where his bat's at. I don't know that he's ever going to be in that conversation, because I don't know that he's and let's compare him to Ronald Acuna. Acuna is going to be much closer to the 300 mark. Acuna is going to have a lot of the same power that you feel like Matt Olson's going to have. And going into this season with all the rule changes, Acuna is probably going to be looking at 40-plus stolen bases. So Matt Olson, yes, I think he's going to have incredible power numbers. I think when you look at his slugging percentage and who he's kind of playing around in that lineup, going to be a lot of good things. I don't know that I'm close enough to say an MVP conversation. Yes, dark horse is a good word, but I'm not ready to throw him in there just yet.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, if we get Ronald Acuna from early 2021, which is the Acuna that before he got hurt, we didn't get that Acuna last year.
Agreed.
And look, I think everything I've seen in the offseason and playing in the Dominican League, I believe it was what it was playing, all of that, that means we're going to get that 2021 Ronald Acuna Jr. But remember one thing. You talked about Matt Olson's average. His on base percentage was still way over 300 last year, which is really big. How many times was this man a victim of the shift? How many base hits did this guy have taken away from the shift? And now you take that shift away, and Matt Olson is going to benefit. His on base percentage could skyrocket even close to 400. He might be close to 300 as a hitter with some of those hits that he got taken away. Absolutely, Matt Olson should be considered an MVP candidate. He was one of the best players, one of the best first basemen when he was in Oakland. He came to Atlanta and did not disappoint, still had good power numbers as far as homers and doubles. Yeah, because don't forget, he might get RBI opportunities and chances with a healthy Ozzie, a healthy Acuna to go up there in that third spot and really hit with guys on base. I think Matt Olson should be higher than what you say Vegas maybe has him right now.
And with no shift, like you mentioned, it should set him up to have a pretty big year. But I'm not one to do MVP. I mean, I know I let it off, but I'm just not that kind of gal. I don't like to get ahead of myself. I like to see, give me a couple games in,
yeah,
give me like, you know, a month or two in, and then we can start having that conversation.
You're one of those people that hates like the preseason AP poll in college football.
I hate
you're
it
like,
all.
What's the point? It's literally preseason. You do too?
Yeah, I think.
I'm shocked to hear you hate. If it anything, it's incredible fodder to be talked about on radio. And the Atlanta sports guru, as he's introduced,
doesn't like it.
AP preseason poll.
You know why I don't like it? Because it makes quality wins that might not be quality wins in the first two or three weeks. It also alters this opinion. I think the first ranking that should come out is probably a month into the season. I don't believe the first one should be the playoff ranking, but maybe a month into the season, because you judge so many people who do not watch. Look, these writers, it's hard for them to watch. Tiffany, we all know this. I'm traveling for Falcons. You're covering one game a week. Mike, when you played, obviously, and you covered some stuff, you can't watch all these games. So you see number 18 lose to an unranked team, and you're like, oh, well, they were overranked, blah, 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 and vice versa. You know, if you're number one coming into the season, you might not be that good. But because you were ranked number one, now you're, oh, they were the preseason number one, so they clearly got talent. They're clearly a good team, and you're going to benefit greatly from that preseason ranking when you haven't lived up to it. I think it really puts a stamp on what a team really maybe is or isn't, and that's how you judge them the rest of the year, and I don't like it. You're judging a book by its cover and not by what it really is.
And that's on the outside, right? If I'm going to be a player and be like, we're not worried about what anybody else has to say about us. We know what's going on in this locker room.
Well, I think you think that. But also, if you're fighting for one of those spots, right, for one of those college football playoff spots, and you're say, let's say you're on the cusp, say you're number five, right, and they keep pointing at that number four team and saying, well, they had a big win over the number 13th ranked team. Okay, who was the 13th ranked team, and why are they that good? You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's an important thing to keep an eye on. And I think it's become a lot less of that since they started the college football playoff. But, you know, back when it was like one versus two in the BCS, there was definitely eyes on that. It was like, who's the quality wins against? How do you know they're quality wins? You know what I mean? You beat the number two team in the country in week one. How good did that team end up? I mean, was it three or four years ago, maybe 5 years ago, when Florida State was ranked number one and they played Bama in the opening game? You know, maybe it's one versus two. They play Bama in the opening game, and their starting quarterback gets hurt and ended up maybe missing a bowl game, maybe winning five games. And you're like, okay, should that count for Bama as a quality win? I don't even know. Like, that's a 5-win football team at the end of the year.
This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm the voice of reason, because lots of times, what, Bo? What?
When you said voice of reason, I'm just waiting for what you got next to come out of your mouth.
I saw you you're about to turn your mic on, turn it off, because you want to hear what I got to say. I'm just saying, yeah, hardly am I the voice of reason. Sometimes I lose all rationale, but I just, give me a couple games. I think Mike, you made a good point. Like, let me just see how things kind of play out first, and then I can decide if I want to have this whole MVP conversation or best ranked teams. I will say, though, there was a lot to be excited about with Matt Olson, and what he played in every game last season for the Braves, and now he's killing it in spring training. Yeah, let's be happy about that, and then let me see what happens the rest of the season before I want to, you know, throw out. That's for anybody. That's not a knock on him. That's just with anything.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, look, it's natural. Oh, do it when it counts. I get it. He got off to a kind of a weird start last year. Now he's comfortable in Atlanta, that everything's passing, the contract, you know, all that stuff. He's no longer, last year it was all about, show me why Freddie Freeman's not here and I should be happy that you're here. And that's all past now. Now it's about where Orlando Arcia is or isn't, and Von Grissom is or isn't, and Braden Shoemake is or isn't, because Dansby's not here. And so I think it's kind of a sigh of relief with Matt Olson. When Matt Olson was at his best, the Braves were at his best. Remember the stretch right there at the end of the season where they beat the Mets? Olson had went cold, and then he got hot right there at the end, and boom, that's when the Braves took off. I'm here for this because I think Matt Olson is going to just tear the cover off the ball. We're not going to even think about Freddie Freeman this year.
I think that would be the case based on the way that Matt Olson is playing now.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.